Perek Yudalid, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 14, the third Mishnah. Chachamim instituted that in the event a person was slightly sick, feeling a slight discomfort or slight pain, the Chachamim instituted that a person should not take any type of medicine. The reason being that we are concerned that a person might come for shechikas samamanim. A person might come to perform a tolada of tochen, a derivative of tochen of grinding, and actually produce some medicine on Shabbos because of the pain that and discomfort that they are in. But obviously, if a person is in a tremendous amount of pain, if a person is facing even a safek sakana, even if a person is in doubt if they are going to be quite seriously ill or injured, then the prohibition of taking medicine, of course, would be waived under certain serious conditions. The person who is what's called miksas choli, a person who is just experiencing a little bit of discomfort, such an individual might forget that, in fact, that the Shabbos get carried away, and they were worried that he actually might come and produce and create his own type of medicine by grinding. Generally speaking, in terms of halacha lemaisa, of course, a person who is enough for lemishkav, a person who really is out on their back in tremendous amount of pain and discomfort, such individual and anyone more serious in that situation would be permitted to take medicine on Shabbos. But anything less than that, a person must refrain from taking medicine because of this rabbinic prohibition. It's with that notion that our Mishnah discusses what type of food may a person take. Mishnah begins as follows. Ein ochlin ezovion b'shabbos. Person may not eat Greek hyssop on the Shabbos. Kli she'ena machal b'riyim. Because it is not food for people who are healthy. The Mishnah actually tells us an important principle. That the type of hyssop was in fact used as medicine to kill intestinal worms. And the Mishnah teaches us that it is prohibited to eat such an item on Shabbos, this hyssop on Shabbos, simply because no person who is healthy would ever want to eat such food, because it was really considered and deemed a remedy and considered medicine. And as explained earlier, a person is not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. It is just to cure an ailment which is not dangerous to one's life, or really not even a suffix dangerous, in doubt dangerous to a person's life. However, the Mishnah says, "Aval ochel hu es yo'ezer v'shose abuv roe." Person may eat. A person would be allowed to eat maidenhair, which is a type of an edible plant, which was actually a remedy for worms in the liver. Person would be allowed to eat such an item. Another name for it, I see, is penroyal. The shosa abuv roe, the person would actually be allowed to drink this type of not grass water. Another name for it is actually liverwort. What are these two types of food items? Actually have a common denominator between them. Both of them a normal, healthy person would, in fact, consume. Even though it was considered a remedy for either worms in one's liver, or a person would in fact drink it if they had a little bit of snake venom inside of them, says the Gemara, nonetheless, a person would be allowed to eat these two items, to eat this yo'ezer and the shosen, to drink this abuv roe, because healthy people do in fact consume them on a regular basis, which leads the Mishnah to state, kol ha'ochlim ochel adam rafua. A person may eat any food for healing. A person could eat any type of beverage. Chutz mimei dekalim, v'chos ikarim. A person would be allowed to drink all types of water, except for water from palm trees. It apparently was a known thing that in a certain location, the water from dekalim, from palm trees, people would drink, because it induced diarrhea. I actually would clean out the bowels. Or this kosi karim, this portion of a root. And people would drink this root drink was actually considered a remedy for jaundice. It's clear from a person whose face was a little bit yellow because of jaundice, they're in fact drinking it because of a remedy. And therefore, it was forbidden for them to drink it in their state of ailment. However, a person may drink the water of palm trees in order to quench his thirst, because that is standard. If a person is thirsty, that's what a person would in fact drink. A person may anoint himself with root oil as long as it is not for healing, as long as it is not for a remedy. And this oil, which was scented with certain spices, so they would put on their body in order to provide a nice scent. However, if it was for a remedy, if it was for, I guess, to relax one's muscles, or to assist them because they're feeling achy, that would be prohibited. If a person was anointing themselves not for healing purposes, not for medicinal purposes, but rather for a type of ascent, then that, of course, would be permitted to do on Shabbat. Mishnah Dalet. This Mishnah continues with the theme that we began discussing in the previous Mishnah. Achoshesh Mishina is the person whose teeth begins to cause him pain. A person may not sip vinegar through them to fill his mouth, and uses vinegar in order to relieve the pain that he's going through. Everybody realizes the only reason why a person is having the straight vinegar is for medicinal purposes. However, a person would be permitted to dip bread into vinegar, like his vegetables in vinegar, kidarko, that he usually does, v'nisrapa, nisrapa, and if he is cured because of it, then he is cured. And just to take this vinegar straight out, that would in fact be prohibited. Obviously, we discussed earlier, if a person would be in such tremendous pain because of his toothache, his whole body was really weakened by it, then of course there's no question one will be permitted to take such medicine straight out without having to worry about masking it through eating and dipping other food in vinegar. Achoshesh Masanov, a person whose loins hurt him on Shabbos. Well, Yasuch Yayin Vachometz, a person may not anoint himself with wine or vinegar. Vasachu es Hashemen, a person would be permitted to anoint himself with oil. However, Velo Shemen Vered, but not with rose oil. Since it was considered abnormal for a person to anoint himself with wine or vinegar, everyone realized that a person would only anoint himself at the time with wine and oil if they were unwell, and therefore that is a problem. However, anointing oneself with oil was considered standard practice in those days, and therefore that was deemed permitted, even if perhaps it provides a little bit of medicinal benefit to one's aching body. However, to use rose oil, that would be problematic because that was quite expensive, and it was really clear to everybody that anyone who was anointing himself with rose oil must be doing it for medicinal purposes only, hence it was deemed also to do on Shabbos. The name of Lachim, Sachin, Shemin, Vered, Al, Makom, Sehen. However, princes, who for them, this Shemin, Vered, rose oil, was that they used on a regular basis, would be permitted for them to place it on their wounds, Shekin, Darkam, Lasuch, Bachol, that was their custom to anoint themselves with that high quality oil on a regular basis, and therefore, no one would suspect that they were doing so because of their wounds. Rabbi Shimon Omer called Yisrael b'nei Malachim Haim. Rabbi Shimon says all of Israel were considered princes, and therefore, since this oil, this rose oil, was actually plentiful, there was a lot of it, there was no issue of supply, and therefore it really wasn't that expensive. And therefore, everybody would be permitted to use it, not just princes, not just those who are royalty, for every individual Jew would be permitted to use rose oil on Shabbos, even if it did provide some type of medical benefit to one's ailing body, since on a regular basis that was the type of oil used even during the week.